Too Much Rock podcast number 204. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Cuffs. That song is called Privilege, and that's the A-side of a single the band released back in May of last year on Ride the Snake Records. Cuffs is the project of Andrew Churchman, who has previously led a band called Pants Yell, based out of Boston. I really enjoyed that band when I was living there, and I'm happy to hear that he's continuing on. The Northeast has a really good indie pop scene, and I missed it a lot when I left Boston and moved to Chicago, but it's nice to keep in touch this way. And I hear the band has got a new single coming out in June or July, so hopefully I'll get that and be able to share that with you here on the podcast. Well, it's been a few weeks since you heard from me. I'd like to apologize. Last you heard, I was pimping the Middle of the Map Fest, but knew I wasn't going to make it. Turns out I was able to make one night, and I didn't see any of the bands that I played on the podcast, so isn't that how a fest works? Best intentions and all that, right? Other than that, I have finished my gig out in New Jersey. I'm back in Kansas City, can focus on the heartland. To that end, let's go ahead and play a band from Brooklyn, because that would just only make sense. This is Violins with the song When to Let Go.
I'm not afraid to die.
It's like I died and went back to high school. That last band was Magic Wands with the song Kiss Me Dead. That's on the band's forthcoming album, Aloha Moon, which you can pick up April 24th from Bright Antenna Records. Magic Wands is the duo of Chris and Dexie Valentine from L.A. Chris's vocals there definitely recalling Jesus and the Mary Chain. But when Dexie sings, it's kind of like a sexy and bored Debbie Harry thing. I really enjoy the album, though I think the best songs were ones that was probably already released on the 2009 EP they put out. But there's a lot more to this band than other bands in the same revival genres. Before that, Violins with the song When to Let Go. That one will be out on the band's May 15th album, True, released by Slumberland Records, one of my favorite labels. As I said, the band is out of Brooklyn, that they're definitely recalling some of the 120 minutes late nights I had in 1987 and 1988. So good things there, I think. I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it and play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into something else new here. This is a track by Maps and Atlases out of Chicago, Illinois. The song is called Old and Gray.
The further from the edges, the further from the trim. The fewer the coats, the less you put in. From the edges, the further from the trim. The fewer the coats, the less you put in. I've got a drawer full of your notes and word games that we played on planes, and 5 pages at least of you practicing signing your first with my last name. Somewhere there's an orange on the table. Somewhere there's a robe on the floor. And our writing on the wall is under 3 coats of paint in an apartment we don't live in anymore. The further from the edges, the further from the trim. The fewer the coats, the less you put in. From the edges, the further from the trim. The fewer the coats, the less you put in.
Yeah. when you are old and gray. I hope that someone holds you. I hope that someone holds you.
boys and girls, is variety. Last set, a couple of very retro bands, and then this set, bands very much the sound of now. Leading the charge there was Maps and Atlas with the song Old and Gray. That is on the band's album Beware and Be Careful, which came out April 18th on Barsuk Records. And then we finished the set off with Barren Heaven with the song Sinful Nature. That's on the band's album I Love You, It's Cool, which came out April 3rd on Dead Oceans. The band out of Brooklyn, New York, and very much part of that early chillwave scene. Though, as the band's publicist demanded to be heard, they are not a chillwave band. Of course, my response to that is exactly what a chillwave band would say. I see we're out of time here, so let me go ahead and wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 204. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Kalispell. That is the project from Shane Leonard from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I played a track from a single a few weeks back, and now we have a full length coming out, and I figured I'd dip back into that. The name of the album will be Westbound, and that'll be out May 17th. I think he's self-releasing that one now, but I think he's shopping it, so who knows where it'll ultimately end up at. The track I'm going to play is called Methodist Lift. And it is very indicative of the album. If you're a fan of this sound, you'll be a fan of this album. It's just that simple. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Ending things off here with Kalispell.